We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
If we are all God's children, why is it that we are treated differently? They didn't like the way he looked, nor did they like what he represented and said. There are times people won't like the way you look, and they will not like what you say. My brothers and sisters, I can get deeper into that if you go to my Bible study. When we think about what the Lord is doing, Isaiah said, not only would they not like the servant or Jesus, they thought of him as an ordinary man. They didn't think he was important. They're just preachers. They're just like everybody else. Anybody say like that? They're capable of fall and stumble and sin. That's the truth. That is accurate. But there's something about God's men that are uniquely different from the ordinary man that makes us different, because we are being cleansed even though we sometimes don't look like him. And same thing with each and every one of us. There's some stuff in all of our life that we need to get out. And before we get to our maker, God will have to cleanse that stuff out. From the pulpit to the pews, that's the innocence of that one, because that one is already cleansed. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is telling us what God is saying to us. They didn't like what he had to say, nor did they think he was important, but the gains. Have you ever been bypassed because the people didn't think you were important? Maybe when you were next in line, but they ignored you like you didn't exist. I'm heading home. Because that's what's wrong with society today. That's why we're wrestling and fighting with racial identity. Because there's some stuff that are causing a separation. Have you ever stood in line because of your color and they didn't see you? And I don't know how you can miss me. And it went right past you to somebody else. It's a difference in the way we look for a reason. God made us all uniquely different. But God had a purpose and a plan for everything that he made. And there's a story and an answer that God said, when we all get to heaven, I will reveal why I made you the color that you are, and the Asian the way they look, and the Hispanic the way they look, and the whites the way they look. But we are all God's children. But it is only man that makes differences in what God has made.
True.
My brothers and sisters, this servant, Jesus, was and is the most important person in the world. And he was rejected by his own people. A servant. And as a servant, Jesus would come and do the will of the Father to seek and to save those of us who are lost. Isaiah said, he would be wounded for our transgression. Jesus would come into this world to be wounded. Jesus' life was marked by rejection, yet he had and would fulfill the purpose for his coming. There were many who walked away from him because of his testimony. Sometimes we have to shake the dust off our feet. Move on. My brothers and sisters, Jesus' life was solidified in everything that we are seeing under the umbrella of salvation. Although sometimes overlooked and misunderestimated, Jesus took upon himself the weight of mankind's brokenness. This prophecy declared that the Messiah would bear a profound suffering, not from his own wrongdoing, but for ours. Yeah. In humility and obedience, Jesus embraced the path of sacrifice, fulfilling the promises spoken of. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. As I think about how Jesus suffered for us, I think about the pain and the agony he suffered. And yet, he did it all for me, and he did it all for you. He went through criticism for me and criticism for you. He went through rejection for me and rejection for you. He went through insults for me and insults for you. And he did it all for you and I. All of us, all of this was placed upon him. I want to thank the Lord for what he did for us. In a world that's fussing and fighting, despite the chaos, the turmoil we see, there's a quiet strength in remembering what was done for us. There is a hope that cannot be shaken. You came and you did it all for us. That's what the Lord has done for us. And I want to ask the question, if we are Christians, which implies we are Christ-like, do we really look like him? Mm-hmm. Come on. Do we embrace his principles that he left for us to live by? Are we associated and assimilating with one another and embracing one another in communion and fellowship and love like he? Are we different in the umbrella of war, chaos, animosity, and strife? My brothers and sisters, when we think about what Isaiah saw, 700 years, write it down, guys, because I'm giving you information. 700 years before the Lord was even born, Isaiah said all of these things would come upon him. He would be wounded, chastised, bruised. People would not like him. He would be different, and they would talk about him, and they would criticize him 700 years before he even got here. The Messiah King had a destiny far greater than any of us can comprehend. My brothers and sisters, what I love about the Lord is that God will put people in your space. Yep. And angels around you. Hello, Brother Gaines. God will allow, because I'm finna get another story. Sister Matthew will confirm it. How in the world did this black preacher go all the way to North Carolina, and a black man heard me talking to my wife and said to me, Do you have a ministry? And I said, excuse me? Do you have a ministry? I said, yeah, paradise. He said, I heard your voice when I passed by in North Carolina. Am I telling the truth, Sister Mathis? I heard your voice. I don't know the man. How in the world is Paradise Ministry being heard in North Carolina? But he said, I walked past you and I heard your voice. And he said, I am a preacher. And he explained to me his church. And after he heard my voice, I ain't heard nothing else. Because I was baffled. God been putting people in my space all my life, and now I'm beginning to see what God is up to for this black preacher. I'm different today. People around me are telling me what God is up to. And he said, you have an explosive ministry. He said, your words are powerful. And he said, keep preaching. What you don't know is that I had already shared that this would be the last of Paradise Ministry, that I would not stay on the air beyond to this year. But I told Sister Mathis, I said, we've got to keep it going. Because I had already prayed and told the Lord, I can't carry it any longer. We've been on the air over 15 years, and the burden of the weight of it was too heavy. And here come a man in North Carolina that I didn't even know, said, I heard your voice. I'm going to preach that if you follow me. You may not get it here. I heard your voice. Every now and then, God hears what we say when we praise. He heard us the first time we prayed it. And God is simply saying, don't give up anything that I put you in. Don't you let nobody stop what I have anointed and appointed you to do. You keep pushing forward, and I will reinforce what I have for you to do, because when you get tired and when you get weak, I will always send somebody to give you an answer. He will always send somebody, an angel, Brother Gaines, who told us how to build this place. Now he sent a man all the way, I don't know how many states away. How in the world did he hear my voice? Out of all of the people that was in that, where were we anyway, Linda? Out of all of the people, we were in that little area. There were so many people trying to get food. All of those Marines and all of that was commotion that was going on. He passed by me. I'm talking to Linda. He walked by. He looked back and he said, are you a preacher? I heard your voice. And it rocked me. How did my voice get into California? How did my voice get into North Carolina? What is your destiny this morning? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord? I want you to remember these words. Jesus came and he did it all for you. The doors of the church open. God is on the throne, confirming everything.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
Be unstoppable.